This truck right here is $140,000, but let me zoom out a little bit. Check it out. They have a full row of these things. There is an absolute disaster unfolding at these Ford dealerships across the nation. The amount of inventory at these Ford dealerships is getting out of control. All right, so just look at all these trucks have been lifted up. They're all like Harley Davidson, the Black Widow package. Some of them are Super Duty. We got Shelby packages down here, but this is a dealership that does a lot of this, and I would assume sells a lot of these packages. But I want to let's look at one of the cheap ones. This is Black Widow. So the Harley Davidson Super Duties, they're going to be, the Shelbys are going to be more expensive. This is just the Black Widow package. Here it is, $75,000, if you can see it, is the MSRP on the truck. But that doesn't include the extra package. So we're going to walk over here on this side. So this is the Black Widow package. It's adding $23,373. So the total price on this truck now is $100,000, $99,000, right at 100 grand for this truck. And check it out, look how many they have. So this is the Black Widow. I think all of those over there are Black Widow, but the Harley Davidsons are gonna be more, you know what, we'll just look. All right, so let's check this one out. This is the Harley Davidson package. Let's see if we've got a sticker right here. $93,000. And that's just for the truck, but when you add the Harley Davidson package, I don't know if you can see that in there, but it's $136,000 for this thing. Absolutely insane. So let's look at this one. It's just on the end, so it's easy for me to get to. That sticker's right over there. This is a Ford F-150 Lariat. It looks great. This one is a 2026 Super Crew cab, a four-wheel drive. Price, total MSRP on this one is $75,940. And at this dealership right here, they've got $878 package. It includes all this. I'm not gonna go through it. But total price here, $76,818. Absolutely insane. This is not even the top level trim. It's one of the higher level trims is a Lariat, but it's not the top. And when everything's said and done, what are you gonna pay? You're gonna end up paying $80,000 for this thing. And then we can do a little bit of easy math. What's prime credit going to get on something like this? Probably 7-8% maybe. Going to put not a lot of money down, maybe 5% down on this truck. And then they have, 72, 84 months. In a lot of cases, we're seeing even 96 months happen on these trucks. This is your monthly payment, and this is what you're actually paying for this $78,000 truck at the end of this loan. So when I was doing a little bit of research in preparation for this video, I actually pulled up, I know there's been some pretty big recent recalls from Ford, so we gotta talk about that, right? Seems like every Ford video I do, there's just been a new recall. We got a bunch of trucks that have to get something fixed. We know that Ford is good at a couple things, right? Ford is really good at selling these F-150s, and they're really good at recalling these F-150s right after they sell them. So anyway, I typed in just Ford recalls, just in like Google News, and here's what we got. We got Ford recalls, 4 million vehicles over trailer lights and brakes. Ford recalls more than 600 vehicles over faulty windshield wipers. Ford urgently recalls 1.6 million SUVs that need repairs over a camera glitch. Ford recalls over 4.3 million vehicles due to software issue. Ford recalls more than 412,000 vehicles over suspension issue. And all those articles that are on just the front page of the first little news search that I did, all within the last 7 days. Absolutely insane. This is what you get from Ford when you're going to buy a Ford truck right now. So Ford just reported a decrease in their sales by 5.5%. Now this is something that we've seen the writing on the wall, right? We've seen all these dealerships right here. You see the sea of F-150s that I'm walking in right now. These dealerships have been overloaded and they haven't been able to sell through a lot of this product. We see it with the sales numbers actually going down. But here's the thing. Ford has continued to just pump these dealerships full of these F-150s, full of these Broncos, full of these Explorers, that they're having a hard time actually moving. Sales numbers going down, Ford continuously pumps these vehicles to these dealerships. Now here's what's going on. There's been a lot of channel stuffing. So over the last few quarters, we've seen that Ford has even put up some record sales numbers. Well, how can this be when we have dealerships that are being overrun just like this one with a lot of these products? Well, it's called channel stuffing. where a lot of these dealerships, they can't take any more vehicles, but Ford is actually making them take a lot more of these allocations. And in a lot of cases, you say, well, can't they just turn them down? They can, but if a Ford dealer wants to have more desirable products, then they're going to have to take all the allocations that's being presented to them to be able to get the more highly desirable vehicles. So you got to take the good with the bad, and a lot of these dealerships, they have to still move product. And if they just get allocations for a lot of the bad product because they're turning down some of these allocations that Ford wants to pump to them, then it's going to be not good for their bottom line when they have to be able to still turn some vehicles that people actually want. So if they are overloaded with a lot of these F-150s, they're going to have to continually take more and more and more of them. But we're getting to the point now where sales numbers are falling down, allocations are going to be turned down, and that's going to hurt Ford's bottom line. Because you got to remember, me and you, we're not consumers to Ford. We're not retail customers for Ford. We don't help Ford's bottom line. The dealerships taking their allocations from Ford, that is how Ford makes its money. Ford is a wholesaler. It is not a retailer. So now when these dealerships are suffering, when they're getting overloaded, when you have trucks that are in the middle of roadways, when you have to move trucks to be able to get other trucks out at the dealership, that's when these dealerships turn down allocations. When they turn down allocations, Ford sales suffer, and that's when their profits start to suffer. So I do want to come over here to this line of Escape. So this is going to be the cheapest thing that you can buy at this dealership. This is the cheap line right here. We got this. You know, you'll say, I mean, I was going to say we don't have any cars, but we have sports cars. We have Mustangs over here. But what you don't see anymore at any of these manufacturers, especially the U.S. ones, are the four-door sedans. Honda, Toyota, they got a lock on that, and really the margin wasn't there for a lot of these U.S. companies, the Ford, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, your GM products. You can't find four-door sedans anymore because they don't want to make them. The plan is to put you in stuff that's more expensive so they can make more margin off of you. But here's going to be one of the cheapest things that you can find, and hopefully I picked the right trim level to show you the actual cheap price. It's an Escape. Front-wheel drive, there we go, $37,000. Now, we might be able to stretch and go find something that's a little bit closer to like $35,000 that's out here somewhere, but that's about the cheapest thing that you're going to find on this whole Ford dealership lot. Here's another one. Here's one that's $36,000. But even when you're done with taxes, fees, everything, you know they're going to have a massive dock fee here, I would guess. I don't know that to be fact. But we're in North Carolina, where I'm at right now. Lots of dealerships have very big dock fees. You're not getting out of here in under $40,000, would be my guess. We do have a lot of Explorers here. I do want to check one out. I actually like this trim. So this is, because it's got that, it's probably a higher level trim. So just know I might be cherry picking here, but it's 2026 Ford Explorer. The trimmer is four-wheel drive, $62,000. I want to see if I can find what a lower level trim Explorer is. This one looks a little bit more bland. This is a 2026 Explorer Active four-wheel drive. This one's $51,000. So yeah, this is probably one of the cheaper. This is probably one of the cheaper Ford Explorers that you're going to be able to get, but there you go. Still over $50,000 for that thing. So we got a lot of these Bronco Sports. Actually, I won't say a lot. They stop right here and they go to Expeditions, but we got quite a few of them. Last time I was here at this dealership, there was actually like at least a row and a half full of these Bronco Sports. And what we've seen in some of Ford's numbers is that people are slowly getting away from the big F-150s that are $70,000, $80,000. Those numbers are going down. But you're seeing some of the smaller SUVs are actually increasing. So people are gravitating not towards necessarily the Expeditions, but they might have to be trading down, not going to the F-150s. They might need to be trading down to a vehicle that's more reasonable. I'm not saying reasonable in price, but reasonable in the actual payment that they're going to have to pay. We know all these shoppers, they're payment buyers, and the $1,000 monthly payments that we're seeing all over YouTube, all over these short videos that pop up and go viral, and it's amazing how much people are paying on a monthly basis for their vehicles. Well, I think people are getting tired. They're broke now. They can't afford it anymore. So we're seeing stuff like this. But even something like this is still $42,258. That's with the add-on. See, MSRP on this one is $41,380. And we're seeing at least what I'm seeing at this dealership, the availability of these is going down, while the availability of the more expensive stuff, the Expeditions, the F-150s, going way up. And it might just be a dynamic of what's going on in the market. People are going to something that's more affordable. It's still $40,000. It makes me sick just to say affordable and $40,000 for a small SUV in the same sentence. It's not affordable. It's $40,000 for an SUV. I was trying to go somewhere with this clip, and then out of my mouth, I just said affordable and $40,000 for it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. So I want to get this shot just because, I think the shot's cool. We got trucks on both sides, but just think about the ridiculousness that's going on behind me right here. We got one empty spot right here I can see in the camera. But other than that, on this whole two rows of F-150s, and keep in mind, this is not the only two rows of F-150s that are on this dealership. We have another one right there. We have two more that are on this side over here. Here's the thing. These dealerships, they're getting overrun with these F-150s. And what I want to think about when I'm showing you all of this sea of disaster that's happening behind me is the actual inventory cost that is associated just on this one dealership alone. You have to keep in mind, these dealerships, they don't just buy these trucks. They don't pay cash. They don't own these things outright. They actually use what's called a floor plan. They pay interest. They swipe a credit card, basically, to have a lot of these vehicles sitting on their dealership. So each and every month that these trucks sit on their lot, not being sold, every single month when they have more and more trucks that come in and continue to rot sitting on their lot, as the days of inventory go up and up and up and up, they are getting charged interest. So just think about, I mean, these are like escapes, and I don't know if they're all escapes, I think, that are right there. We got Mustangs sitting over there, we got Expeditions, but we got a lot of these big heavy duty trucks, and then multiple multi rows of these F-150s. Think about how much interest just this one dealership is paying each and every month just to hold all these vehicles. See, a few years ago, this was not a problem. They were able to sell through their inventory. They were able to turn and burn a lot of these trucks in 30, 40, 50 days. Now Ford, their inventory, their day supply of inventory is over 100 days supply. And just to give you a reference point, the Goldilocks zone for where a lot of these dealerships like to be to actually turn and burn cars and not pay a ton of interest, make a lot of money, keep their margins up, keep inventory rolling, is between like 50 and 60 days. Ford is over double that right now. So not only is Ford going to suffer in the future because dealerships are going to turn allocations, but these dealerships are going to suffer because of the holding costs that they're going to have to pay. It used to be a profit center for a lot of these dealerships when they can turn and burn these vehicles in 50, 60 days. They didn't have to pay a lot of interest, make a lot of money. But now it's actually been a major, major expense for a lot of these dealerships. And it's not just Ford. It's across the market. We're seeing days of inventory go up and up and up and up. The good thing is we do see some sales that are popping up, except this is, I don't know if you can see it, it says Ford courtesy unit. I think that usually means that this is sent out for like a loaner and it's probably got a few thousand miles on it, but it says up to, we got one extra O on the two there, so up also $9,000. So what they try to say is they're going up to $9,000, not also $9,000. It's something, right? We're starting to see more deals that are coming through a lot of these dealerships, and they have to, especially here at Ford. Now, what I would say is that if most of these vehicles are priced at MSRP, in a lot of cases, the deals that I've seen some people actually negotiate for some Fords, and you can get 10, 15, in some cases, depending on the model, up to like 20% off of some of these vehicles because they're having so many inventory problems at a lot of these dealerships. Now you're gonna have to work with probably a higher volume Ford dealer, I don't know if this classifies as one, but I would assume on most of these vehicles, you're gonna be able to get under MSRP. So if you're window shopping right now and thinking prices are coming down, but you're not seeing it, it's probably because you're not asking. And that's the terrible part about the car market, is that the only way that you're going to get a deal is you got to go in and poke and prod and try to negotiate and get a deal off. And if you don't do that, you're not going to get any kind of deal off any kind of vehicle. And it's not like we just throw out a bunch of red ticket sales here in the car market. It's not how it works. So there is a little bit of silver lining that actually might help these car dealers, specifically like these Ford dealers that are being overrun with vehicles right now, and that's spring selling season. And this is seasonally a very strong period of time in the car market where a lot of dealers can actually unload a lot of their stock. Very, very busy time. Now, for me as a small used car dealer, we have already been hit by it, and tax refund season has already come to our lot. And I can tell you, just in the first 7 days that we've actually started seeing tax refunds, we sold 51 cars. Now, if these trends continue, then I'm going to be out of cars probably by the time that you're viewing this video. But within about two and a half, 3 weeks, we're going to be to the point where I don't have any more cars on my dealership. Now, my consumer is not the same as the consumer that's coming to this Ford lot to buy one of these brand new Expeditions. Because tax refunds get here, these Ford dealers are not going to be selling vehicles left and right like I have. They're not going to be clearing out this whole lot because there's a little bit more money in the system. But the thing about it is, even their consumers are going to have a little extra cash to be able to put down a down payment on one of these vehicles that maybe they couldn't have put down, what, 2-3 months ago. So yes, they will see a bump here at this lot because there are refunds in the system, because there's a little bit more money in the system, because spring selling season is here, but they're not going to see a massive turnaround or a massive sell through on a lot of these vehicles, a lot of these trucks that are crazy expensive, but they will see a tiny bump.